Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, Sam Crowley. We're batching it. We're batching it here on a Tuesday, November 18th. What's it mean when you say batching it? I'm going to get into that in just a second. Whew, man. Seriously, the Lowe's guy just left delivering all of my split rail fencing. You know, because we have to conform to the HOA laws in our community. I live on a 17-house cul-de-sac in a suburb of Cincinnati, Ohio. And we need to make sure whenever we put anything, any additions, anything like the fence that I got going on here, anything like that, we have to run it by the HOA trustees, of which I happen to be one of three of the trustees here. But anyway, you can't just put any old fence. You got to put the split rail fence in because we have two border collies. We have invisible fence as well. But, you know, kind of like an added level of defense against you know, silly neighbor kids who think they can just run through your yard, pitch black, dark, and you got 250-pound dogs that aren't going to, you know, at least wonder what you're doing. So we put the fence up. Also, fencing gives you good retail value of your home as well. Basements are a big, big plus. Bathrooms are big, big pluses. Outdoor living, depends. You know, pool, 50-50. Some people hate pools. Some people love pools. But a fence always gives you about 70% or so, even higher return on your investment. So I think it costs us maybe $8,500 to put this fence in. But it really is going to add like a, I'm really pumped. It's going to add kind of like this park-like setting to our backyard. And I'm excited about that. So not just to, you know, for liability for our dogs to make sure we got another line of defense for them. And look, border collies aren't vicious dogs, but here's the funny thing. People are less intelligent. I worry more about people then I worry about my dogs. Isn't that always the case? It's like, you know, border collies are a herd, are a species that herd. Like, they want to herd anything that moves. Lawnmowers, kids, me, they nip at your feet. They want to keep everything nice and tidy, right in line. They're a herding animal. They're, you know, they're on the border of Scotland and, what is it, England or something. That's why they call them border collies. And they're used to herd cattle, sheep, whatever, you know, keep everything in line. When you have them as pets and you got a kid running through the neighborhood and goes darting through your yard, the dogs just take off, man. And they're like, oh, my God, I got to herd that kid. And the kid thinks he's biting him. And then the mom calls and is as clueless as the kid. And then you got yourself a problem. So anyway, got Lowe's just left with the fence. And I'm fired up because tomorrow it won't be 12 degrees outside. And we'll get the actual fence in. I'm excited about that. I'm really excited. I love investing in assets. Hate investing in liabilities. So that's why it took me 10 years to buy a nice TV, because it's a liability and it's just it's not a good return on your investment. Anyway, batching. Let's get into batching. By the way, station identification quickly. My name's Sam Crowley. I host the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Go to iTunes. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating and leave a nice comment. We love the listeners. Love the fans. Plug in on Facebook / Every Day is Saturday, or just hit me up, Sam Crowley. My personal page is always public. Hit me up on Twitter @ Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening. We got a lot of Everyday Saturday fans, a lot of Everyday Saturday groupies out there. I love, man. Isn't it great? You know you've arrived when you got groupies. What's a groupie? They just can't get enough of the show, man. They stalk you on the interwebs. It's awesome. Love it. Devour it, man. That's why I put out so many shows. Devour it. I'm batching shows today. Batching means just doing it, man. Just nonstop. This is a all-day podcast. I'm catching up. I lost Sunday, Monday. My computer blew up. Kids were home from school yesterday for a snow day. And when you're a solopreneur working from the home, I can barricade myself inside my basement studio here. It's very nice. But the kids, they find you. they find you. They're like, it's like the Godfather. If you stole money from the Godfather in the mafia, they will find you. That's your kids. They're little godchildren. They're going to find you and hunt you down. Daddy, daddy, can I have lunch? Daddy, daddy, can I? And, you know, you love your kids, right? But you still got to make a living and create content. So today, I'm recording a bunch of shows, and I want you to model this, okay? Because it's not every day. And, oh, by the way, I didn't forget we were talking about Breaking Bad. And, you know, last episode I talked about interest rates and people that go broke and they got to pay their mortgage and credit default swaps. That was a pretty interesting show, wasn't it? I don't give myself nearly enough credit for a lot of the great content. I need to do more of that. Remind me. Sam, give yourself more credit. I'll get back to that. Right now I want to talk about batching it because I had this on the brain, and my brain is so fleeting that when it's there, I got to get it, give it to you. Hey, look, some days I just hate creating video. Not in the mood, don't have the passion for it, not motivated to do it, not going to do it. Some other days, I just think I want to create video because when you shoot video, for example, it's not just hitting record on the video camera. You got to upload it to your Mac or PC, and then you got to get your video editing software, whether that's iMovies or Movie Maker, whatever it is. Maybe it's another source you use. And it takes time. Look, all the time in video, it ain't just shooting a video. It's setting up the lighting, getting a recording, doing the editing, all that stuff. It's a pain in the butt, you know? Speaking of butt, remind me to tell you how I literally broke mine last night falling down the stairs at 3 in the morning. I share that story today. I got a lot going. Man, I got a lot to talk about. Anyway, it's a pain in the butt. So, batching. God, I almost lost my train of thought. Batching. I'm doing a bunch of podcasts today because I'm fired up. I mean, I'm literally in the zone right now to record. When you get in the zone, whether it's writing, some people just start writing, they can't stop. You know, shooting video, recording audio, don't stop because you can batch. A lot of the people in the line of work that I do in this podcasting industry, they'll do a week's worth of shows on a Monday. And they just spend from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, and they'll do 5 shows. And that'll be every day of the week, and they'll just drip them out there. What's that called? It's called batching. Other people that have a lot of YouTube videos they put out there or video content for their membership site, they reserve one day a week, and they'll do nothing but shoot video. Now, do you think they, A, shoot video when they're in a bad mood and don't want to do it, or B, shoot video when they're in a great mood and that's all they want to do? Ding, 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 ding. If you guess B, you get a lovely gift. You get a lovely gift because you're correct. When you're in the zone, that's when you should be creating your content. Don't, you know, a lot of people, they post on Facebook when they're angry. They blog when they're angry. They record content when they're angry. It's like, why would you do all that stuff when you're angry? Unless your brand is angry. If that's the case, do it up. But you only do this stuff, you batch it out when you're in a great mood to do it. Like right now, I'm going to do at least 5 shows today. Maybe 6. If I do 6 a day for the next 5 days, that's 30. And at least I can catch up on a few. Man, I want to do 5 a day. Some days I'll do 3. But anyway, it's not that I don't want to do it. It's just other stuff. Travel or something gets in the way. Family gets in the way. Look, for me, it's God, family, health, business. God, family, health, business. In those 4, business is always 4th on my list, okay? So if I can do 5, I do 5. If one of the top 3 get in the way, then they take priority. You got to really make sure you got priorities because – again, when you're working at home and you're an entrepreneur, this business can run your life. Your business can run your life. I don't want to go to the gym today. I don't want to work out today. I don't want to go to church on Sunday. The family. Do I really got to go to that dance recital? Or I don't know if I want to be home for dinner tonight. Look, you got to get the priorities where they need to be. I'm not saying I'm perfect by any stretch. You know, I work hard all the time to make sure I got them in the right spot. However, if you want to get ahead of the game, because it's all about, I don't know a business where you don't produce a product or / create content. So if you're, especially if your online business requires you to create content, then pick a day that you know you're going to be in a great, and look, here's the thing. If you say Monday's always going to be audios. I'm always going to create my audios on Monday. Monday's always that. And you wake up Monday and you got a cold or you're feeling under the weather, or you just don't fit. Then don't do it. Make it Tuesday. I mean, what the hell? Seriously? It's one day. You don't say, no, I got to commit. No, that's stupid. Okay? That's stupid with a capital S because you're going to end up, I said Mondays is a day. I'm going to bat. No, do something else on Monday or don't do anything. That's the beauty, man. I'm traveling potentially the next 3 out of the next 4 weeks, 3 weeks in a row. All right, starting Thanksgiving evening, I fly to London. People are like, oh, wow. wow, wait a minute, aren't you the every day is Saturday guy, family first? I mean, why would you spend a Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States, you know, a holiday away from your family? Well, let me educate you a little bit on that, okay? When every day's a holiday, we don't, you know, drive our little flag into the ground and say, no travel on Thanksgiving because, look, I work to drive revenue. I'm going to speak in London to sell product and drive revenue. I'll be having Thanksgiving dinner a little earlier with the family, and my flight leaves like around 4:30 from Cincinnati to, I don't know if it's Philly or Atlanta, and then on to London. I know it's an overnight flight. You get in at like 7 in the morning UK time. But anyway, here's the deal, man. I create my schedule. We're all cool with it. If my wife and my kids are fine with me being away for 3 days, it doesn't matter if I leave on Thanksgiving, Christmas. I mean, guys, those are paradigms. Those are whatever you want to call it, traditions that people just drive. Because when you're a corporate slave and you only get a holiday off, of course you're going to look to that day. I'm spending time with my family because you're a slave. That's the reason why you're spending time is because you've been told you only get that day. Oh, and the day after Thanksgiving, we give you that off too. Don't forget. All right? God, when you're an entrepreneur, you might have to work on a holiday. But when you take 6 months off a year, is it really that big of a deal? No! So I'm batching right now. I got to batch big time next week because I'm going to be flying and traveling. I won't have my studio with me in the UK. And then I'm right back on a plane the following weekend or the weekend after that. So, yeah, man, you got to get in the habit of batching. Still create some killer content on your terms. When you feel great, get the content out there. I'll see you on the next show. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.